And now tonight, before we come to the table of the Lord, let's sing another song together, number 93 in our hymn books. Calvary covers it all. My past with its sin and stain, my guilt and despair, Jesus took on him there. And Calvary covers it all, number 93. Praise the Lord.
Far dearer than all that the world can impart was the message that came to my heart. How that Jesus alone for my sin did atone, and Calvary covers it all.
So as we come to the table of the Lord tonight, we remember the Lord's death until he comes. Our communion service focuses on the body and blood of the Lord, that body that was broken, the blood that was shed for our sins. And it also focuses on our being members together of Christ's body, his church. We see a little hint of that in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, where we read there, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread." There's this participation with one another in the Lord as we do this together. And this one bread highlights that we are one body. And as a body, we have a responsibility to one another. When one member suffers, we are all united in suffering. When one member rejoices, we rejoice together as well. We think of, you know, when you think of your own body, if there's one part of your body that's in pain, the whole body is affected by it. The rest of the body doesn't just say, "Well, that's your problem." No. But it's concerned. The rest of your body is concerned about that part that's not feeling well. And that's how it ought to be in the family of God, in the body of Christ. And this is why we pray for each other. If one member is in need, we must all pray as if it's us that it's in need. We ought to take it seriously when we pray for one another. We're not just wishing each other well. But no, we should get under the burden of praying for one another. And when Paul addresses the Corinthians about how they conduct the Lord's Supper, he's got a lot of things to say about it that we're not going to read tonight, but he mentions this idea of discerning the Lord's body, and that's in the next chapter, chapter 11, verse 27. "Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord." It speaks of our carelessness in approaching the Lord's table and how we ought to be reverent and careful and have brought our sins unto the Lord and put them under the blood before coming to the Lord's table. But it also speaks of discerning. This discerning of the Lord's body also speaks of discerning that we are members together of his body. And so we ought to be considerate of one another. We ought to be genuinely concerned for one another, as we talked a little bit about last night and Brother Paul reminded us of again this morning. And truly, as we come to the Lord's table together, we ought to be in faith for one another. As we were hearing in Sister Min's testimony earlier of how when we come to the Lord's table, we can pray for one another and believe that God is going to work among his people and do great things for us. And so as we come to the Lord's table, we come together. And if we need to make things right, let's make things right with the Lord. And if we need to make things right with each other, well, let's look for an opportunity to do that as soon as we can with our brothers and sisters in the family of God. And it says there that when we should examine ourselves, verse 28 said, "Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." The purpose of examining yourself is not to shy away then and say, "Well, I guess I better not get too close here." No, the purpose of examining ourselves is that we can come, so we can make things right and come. He welcomes us to come. There's a song that we love to sing, and I'll just read the third verse of it to you that says this: "Here, see the bread of life, see waters flowing forth from the throne of God, pure from above. Come to the feast of love, come, ever knowing that earth has no sorrow but heaven can remove." He invites us to come to the feast of love. He wants us to come and receive life, receive help, receive strength from Him tonight, whatever your need, whatever your burden, as we were saying earlier too, bring it to the Lord tonight as we come to His table and leave it there. Trust Him to bear your burden. And so I'll continue to just to read on this passage that we think of during the communion service, starting in the 23rd verse of chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread of the Lord, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself, then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world." And so he invites us to come, to invite us to come in a thoughtful way, in a careful way, and approach him in his presence at his table. He has spread the table for us, and so we come. So will the brethren please come now?
When I survey the
Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
See from his head. George, will you give thanks for the body of our Lord?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for your great love and mercy in sending Jesus to be our sacrifice. Provide that body, the perfect Son of God, sinless. Thank you for taking our place, taking our punishment.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Providing for our salvation. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for rescuing us from our sin and the miry clay and giving us life. Thank you, Lord, for this precious
bread. Thank you, Lord.
For the precious bread.
Thank you,
the body of Jesus. We praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. He was nailed to the cross for me. He was nailed to the cross for me. Take your victory tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your body broken for us, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us partake of the body together, of the bread together. In the same way, he also took the cup after they had supped, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Brother Tom, will you give thanks for the blood of Jesus?
Father, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, that cleanses us from all sin, that you poured it out that we might be saved, that we might be cleansed, that we might be delivered. Thank you. Thank you for so great a salvation that you purchased with your own sons. Oh God, help us to glorify you by letting it be fulfilled in our lives.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
This cup is the new covenant in my blood, Jesus said. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So let us partake of the cup together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, we take your life. We take your grace. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, pour into your people tonight, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. We thank you. We thank you, dear Lord. You are so good to us, Lord. We praise your holy name.
You ask me
why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffer who asks me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. Well, before we go tonight, we would like to take a moment to pray for our fourth period staff. So, first of all, we'd like to pray for our counselors. So, if you are a counselor for the fourth period in the cottage or in the village, please stand up. We'd like to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we thank you for these that are serving you in these coming weeks, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the open door that you have made to bring them here. And Lord, we thank you for the willing heart that you put within them. And Lord, we thank you for the plans that you have for these next 2 weeks, dear Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you will pour out your Spirit upon them, pour out your blessing upon them, give them great wisdom, great insight, Lord, to deal with each and every unique camper, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your name will be glorified in this fourth period, dear Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will prepare the hearts of each and every camper, Lord, and that you will make them ready to receive your word, Lord, as it is brought to them by these your counselors, dear Lord. We pray, Lord, that you will help each camper to really connect with you. And we pray, Lord, for these counselors, that you will help them, Lord, to facilitate that. Lord, that you will help them to make those connections with these campers, dear Lord, that will bring them to you, bring them to your feet, dear Lord, so that you can work your wonderful work in their hearts. So, Lord, bless them. Strengthen them. Give them joy as they serve you, dear Lord, in these days. And we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you may be seated. And next we'd like our Watch Rock staff or anyone who is not a counselor to please stand. And we'd like to pray for you. And I'm going to ask my wife, Sister Sarah, if she would pray for the Watch Rock staff. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for each one that's standing right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you have called them by your name, O God, and you know each one, Lord God. You have brought them here for a reason, dear Jesus. Oh God, and you have started the work back home, Lord Jesus. And we believe in you, Lord Jesus, for great work. Lord Jesus, in their hearts, oh God. You know each one, Lord. You know the burdens they carry, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we call upon your name tonight, oh God, that you will touch each heart, oh God. Cause them, oh God, to see you as we are tonight, oh God. To cast their burden on you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
You have carried it already for them on their cross, oh God. We pray, God, that you will cause them, oh God, to bow before you, oh God. To accept you, oh God.
Yes.
And accept the victory that you have for them, O God.
Praise
as they serve you, O God, let them do it with joy and freedom, O God. Oh, Jesus, because you have done it for them, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, give them a renewed sight of you, Lord Jesus, O God, as they serve you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your willingness to serve you, Lord God. Here, Lord, to fill those places, O God, that we didn't have anybody, Lord Jesus, but you brought them. You put it in their hearts, O God. So we believe in you, Lord Jesus, that you have great and mighty things in store for each one, Lord. Cause each work in unity, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to work together, Lord God. Jesus, to find joy in serving together, Lord Jesus. To make friendships, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for each one, O God. And we commit them, O God, in Jesus' name. Give them strength, Lord Jesus. For those that have been here for a while, Lord God, I pray that you will continue your hand of grace upon them. For strength for each one of them, Lord God. Oh, God, and for what you are going to do for them, Lord Jesus. Continue, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Fill them to overflowing. Fill them with the Spirit, your Spirit, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, that they may go out, Lord God, in power and boldness, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. To the appearance, Lord God. And bring the good news, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for assuring us tonight that you are here. You have started a work this period, Lord, and you're going to continue doing that, Lord Jesus. So we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, maybe the rest of you can join in standing together. And let's sing before we go, number 389. Under the Precious Blood of Jesus, number 389.
Under the blood, take thou and fear.
Hallelujah. Now, the Lord's been here with us tonight. His presence has been manifest among us. And we've been challenged tonight to come closer to Him. And we've come to His table. And if you'd like to take some time now to wait before Him, that would be a good thing to do. And just let the Lord continue to work. Sometimes He has a little bit more to say to us as we wait before Him. The Lord wants to take us all deeper. And He does that as we give Him time and wait before Him. Not just once, but every day. So let's take some time tonight if we can and look to Him and let Him kind of gel some of these things in our hearts that we've been considering tonight. And let Him work in us by His Spirit as only He can. Thank you, Lord. So as we change the order of the service, Brother Andrew Smith, will you pray with us in closing, please?
Lord, we are just so thankful for Your plan of salvation and for Your eternal love that can never be turned away from us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we just thank You. We're just amazed at Your great love and what You've done and what You're doing for us.
Yes,
and we pray, Lord, that You would help us to return that love, whether it's through praying, whether it's through serving, whether it's through giving. Whatever it is, Lord, we just pray that we'd be able to return that love to You in different forms, in different ways, to glorify Your name and to build Your kingdom. Lord, we thank You, God, that You're everywhere. Lord, You never leave us or forsake us, and that You're with us. And Lord, that we can call on Your name, and we can know You. Lord, as we know You, we can just love You more and more, and we can serve You more and more. God, thank You. Thank You that You're with us. Help us to know You more.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to love You more. Help us to serve You more for Your glory and honor. Thank You for this time. Lord, just come and meet with us and help us to know You more. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 The Lord bless you all.